You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Good afternoon. How are you? This is Ours to Protect, and I am again joined by Eddie Bradley. I think I can call him a friend of the show now. Eddie spoke to us before about education for SMEs on ethical practices and sustainability in general within business. Let me tell you though, Eddie has been busy. He's now a climate ambassador with Antashka. I met up with him in the ATU and he told me a bit more about it.
First of all, it's great to be back and it's great to be busy and actually taking action as well. And I guess that's really what the Antashka Climate Ambassador Program is all about. So it's taking people who want to make an impact on climate change and giving them the tools to educate the people around them and empower them to actually make a change. Because as you know, Ireland declared a climate emergency in 2019 and a biodiversity emergency. But when you walk around, it's very difficult to see that there's a climate emergency or that anybody's doing anything about it. And often people feel really helpless, that they're not doing anything and they're not getting involved. And really, the Climate Ambassador Program is about taking people who want to make an impact, but then supporting them through and then amplifying whatever action it is they take. So far, there's been over 600 climate ambassadors in Ireland and over 1,200,000 actions that have taken place.
But what are actions?
Well, an action could be anything. It could be as small as having a talk in your workplace, or it could be as big as having a sustainable fashion show. It's essentially just making people aware of climate change and how they can make an impact on it and change their behaviour.
This does sound great, but it also does sound like a lot. But you're not on your own. There is training.
There's a 1 day of training. There is an online option, but I went down to Dublin. And in the training, it takes you through first of all, how to communicate about climate change, because often it can be a difficult subject to get people talking about. And sometimes if you've got strong views on it, you're not listening to other people. So I found that really useful. It's just being able to communicate constructively. And then it's you brainstorm ideas in small groups about what actions you could take. And then you start to strategize and figure out a pathway to actually taking that action. And then before you go, you also get your Climate Ambassador badge and a small USB toolkit, which contains loads of resources on PowerPoints, PDFs, things like that, like for a whole range of different audiences that you can use. So it's a bit like a magic tool to help you prepare for any kind of action that you're going to take part in. But it doesn't stop there. A week or two afterwards, there's a mentoring session with one of the workers at Antashka, and they kind of take you through what you're going to do and, you know, the different obstacles you may have and challenges and the ways of overcoming them and putting you in touch with people in the local network who may be useful. And then every month, there's a network event where you get to find more about the general subject of climate change and what other people are doing and get to network with other climate ambassadors.
Okay, I do feel the need to highlight that Eddie pulled a USB stick out of his pocket like it was a magic trick and it was absolutely fabulous. Anyways, the point being is that you're very well supported throughout this journey. And that's their end of the deal. How and ever you have a side too, if you make the commitment you have to make to climate communications and to actions.
The climate communication could be as simple as just having a presentation in your school, or it could be, as if you're lucky like me, getting to talk on the radio. So there's two communications and then there's two actions. So the action for me might be to set up a group in Letterkenny to promote cycling or to be able to advocate for safer cycling in Letterkenny. But really, because you have to apply to the Climate Ambassador Program and you have to show that you're committed to actually making an action. Mm-hmm. So that those requirements, you're not really under any pressure. Really, mm-hmm. it's just up to you how far you want to take it.
Applications for 2024 are closed. I'm not going to lie. I was a wee bit raging because it's something I was really interested in. But if you go on climateteamambassador.ie, you will be kept on the loop. They have a newsletter there. And Eddie is one of three ambassadors for Ulster, so we could do with some more next year. Keep an eye and definitely sign up. I know I'll be. Okay, so moving on to some other business. Easter is this Sunday, which means Easter eggs and chocolate, which is great, but it also means more rubbish, which is not so great. I did a wee bit of homework, and the cardboard and hard plastic and clean foil can all go into the recycling from your Easter eggs, but soft plastic, that would be like your bar wrappers, that kind of thing, doesn't. It goes into the general waste. But if you're in doubt, you can check it on recyclinglistireland.ie. They have a whole big yes, no's. If you're unsure, that will be the place to find out more. And we're coming up to our time now. I hope you have a wonderful Easter and bank holiday weekend. Stay safe. And to Eddie Bradley, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me. I can tell you now, it's not the last time we've heard from him. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.